We went into very hard lockdown for the first sort of 4 to 5 weeks, where I wasn't allowed to leave the house except for groceries, not even allowed to go run on the roads or do any sort of exercise. So I was doing 80 meter laps around my house. I managed to get to 12 Ks for one day just out of boredom running around the house. So yeah, that was the sort of the first part of it. And then the second part, once things started to ease slightly, we had a 3 hour exercise window. And then yeah, I got into some conservation work and a little bit of charity work, feeding some of the underprivileged people around the Zululand area where I grew up.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. How did you get involved with that?
So funny enough, it was actually through Adie Birrell's cousin Grant. He lives here in Ballito where I live, and they started going out into rural Zululand around the game reserves and feeding people really out in the sticks who don't have much at the best of times, but obviously through this have lost jobs and income. So yeah, quite a close connection. Grant works with Project Rhino, and along with Joe Peterson, who plays rugby now in America. He used to play for Western Province Stormers and the Sharks here. Yeah? And he's got his own non-profit organization called Kombi Rhino. So a small knit community here, and yeah, just some four or five of us doing some good things and getting out trying to help.
So we're not far away from a return to county cricket here, a week on Saturday. What's your situation with Hampshire?
Yeah, so it's been a little bit backwards and forwards at the moment. Up until last week, all our embassies and visa application centres were closed, because obviously my visa had now expired because I didn't get over to the UK to activate it in time. So that expired. So I've managed to get an appointment tomorrow, actually, to go in and take my visa in and see if they can sort of reinstate it. And then after that, we're going to have to see about flights. I know Duan Olafea managed to get a flight back, but even that came with complications. I think he had two or three cancellations and ended up flying 2 weeks later than what he was supposed to. And then there's the 2 week quarantine once I get to the UK. So yeah, I think once I've got my visa, it's still going to be quite a long process to get over. But I mean, we need to try at the end of the day. And then I suppose it's going to come down to Hampshire to say, is it going to be worth it getting over and possibly playing a couple of weeks?
I mean, even if things go really smoothly, and you go through all the processes, you're going to miss the start, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we probably, if I think about it now, if I get my visa and that and quarantine and get a flight, I reckon I'm probably a month or 5 weeks away from actually being ready to play in the UK, and that's already getting to the end of, or that's already getting to the beginning of September, should I say. And that's again if things run smoothly, but as we've seen in the last couple of months, it's not often that, especially here, we've had a lot of regulation changes. They lifted an alcohol ban and then they brought back the alcohol ban, so I think there's more uncertainty from the South African side, where we're going with this than the UK.
So I guess, as you say, sort out the visa tomorrow and then go from there, because it sounds to me, I mean, just, hearing this for the first time, that it almost could be touch and go whether you end up coming over.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the reality of it. That's the truth of the matter. And it's not even, I mean, it's not in my hands. It's out of my hands now. I'm going ahead with my agent, and we're ticking the boxes on what we can do from this side. And then, as I said, once you've got a visa, once you've got flights, it's up to Hampshire whether or not they think it's worth it that I do come over for that time. At the moment, as I said, I haven't bowled since March, so there's still going to have to be a build-up of some sort, even if I do come over and play just T20 cricket again, to get into places here to bowl into Kingsmead and that. Those places are on tight lockdown, and they've got teams to get ready for their own season starting in October, just around the corner. So I know they're training in small groups with obviously screening and testing when you go in. So yeah, I think it would be difficult for me to find somewhere here to bowl at the moment. So yeah, it would have to be a case of kind of starting from scratch once I get there.